Well, there's no problem. If you had a gun, shoot him in the head.
Yo, 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 what's up, my people? We back on the Third Eye Review. This week, we're going to go tap into some John Wick 4. Took all week this week to tap in retro review the John Wicks 1 through 3. So we'll talk about those a little bit. That's leading up to the fourth movie. Next week on the 30th, Dungeons and Dragons will be dropping. Can't wait to watch that one. That'll be like a Magical Land movie, you know, with visuals and all that. So I go catch that and have some fun with that. I'm actually going to have some fun with John Wick tonight, too. So that'll be in a little Third Eye action. And, been catching up on some stuff. Ghost Power Book is back on. That's actually been kicking off really fire for season 3. I just finished the BMF Stars. That's another spinoff to not to the Ghost, but, you know, 50 Cent's directing and writing series. So I like that series a lot, too. And this actually was very well to the first two seasons, and I can't wait for the third one. And what else we've been watching? The Last of Us. I got to finish that, and then I have a review on that. Just letting it just got wrapped up, so I'm just giving it a little time for people to debrief on that and stuff. But yeah, a lot of good TV to watch right now. A lot of good movies coming out within to wrap up March and start April off with the good weather getting here. Better movies are coming out, so I'm excited for it on the Third Eye side. So let's tap into John Wick a little bit. The first John Wick, it came out in 2014. I remember watching that in 2016 and it just being like the shit, you know, cause I'm a big action fan and stuff, but, rewatching it. And this is the reason why I really don't watch movies twice. You know, I just really wasn't bought into the dialogue. I guess it's because I already know how the end comes about and stuff, but, you know, I just didn't appreciate it the second time as much as I did the first time, but you know, not a bad movie at all. I love it. You know, I'm obviously preparing to go see it tonight and stuff, but you know, rewatching it and trying to build together, like, which movies I like within the series. Actually, the first one would probably be on the last of the list between the three because it was just, like, you know, I just felt like small plot. Like, yes, it pissed John Wick off to awaken the boogeyman, but we kind of needed more of him just, you know, all right, you killed his dog, but, like, what else? And you really don't get that till the second movie. And, yeah, I liked it. I liked it, you know, killing and choreography wise with the fighting and stuff. But, you know, just the John Wick story on that, I just really wasn't bought on it, like rewatching it. But I still love the story and stuff. But as 2 went on, I really I liked 2 a lot because I just felt like it was like a lot more fighting scenes and stuff. But if you've watched The Raid and The Raid 2, that's probably one of the most underrated action movies ever. And like they have like surreal fighting scenes and stuff. I feel like John Wick 2 was taking a lot of part of that, you know, just not none of the overtop kills and stuff and CGI and like guys falling down the stairs and stuff. I feel like with action movies, you need like real hand to hand combat and stuff. So that was really well displayed in John Wick 2. And I really appreciated that a lot. And, you know, the story within that, you know, John Wick, he's set up to go kill a member of the High Table and stuff. And because the guy that orders a hit, it's his sister or whatever, and he obviously wants a higher seat. But once John gets his job done, it's more of like a setup and stuff. So it fucks John up, and you know, John ends up killing the dude that sets him up, and then like you can't do that. So John is released from, you know, the secret agency of the whatever they are, and he then has a bounty on his head. So the whole New York City and all these like secret killers and stuff are out on the hunt for John Wick and stuff. And that builds on to the third movie. And the third movie I like a lot because it's just straight gun running into some hard fighting scenes and stuff. But like it has a lot more dialogue, and you know, with these fast action packed movies, like you don't want, it's hard to like see a lot of fighting stuff for 45 minutes and then try to follow with some dialogue that it really don't matter, because all that matters is who the fuck he's killing next, you know? So it's just like, all right, let's get back to the killing, you know? So Halle Berry really didn't bring a lot to the presence with like trying to follow the dialogue and stuff. It was just kind of like dry and dull within the dialogue part. Like we just want to see John Wick fuck some shit up. So, I feel like it got back to, it was just a lot of in and out of that, of the third movie, but it was still a good movie that I feel like they could embark on a fourth one like this, and I'm just ready to see what it brings and stuff. So with John and his battles with Winston does come back in this one, but John just still has a lot going on, and it's just a matter of, you know, finishing the job that he started and getting everybody out of the picture. So early critics are saying that it's one of the best action movies in a decade. So, you know me, I'm like, fuck, I gotta go tune into that shit. So I'm just really excited to see what the John Wick is about to bring to the screen tonight. I think it's a little bit over 2 hours runtime. So yeah, I can't wait to crack into that. And this is just a preview before the review. So we'll let it drop for a couple weeks and then we'll have the review out on that side. But I just kind of wanted to give the retro review of the first three John Wicks and what I expect going into the fourth John Wick. I expect to be satisfied, but, and, you know, with all the early critic reviews, I usually go in with the high, like, headspace of it, but I'm just going to go in to enjoy it and enjoy it for myself. And once I've been doing that and not trying to get the same expectations of these other movie reviewers and other movie critics, like, I've been enjoying movies a lot outside of myself and for myself, you know. It don't matter what other people think. Go watch movies for yourself and get your own message from them, because that's what movies are about. And the great thing about them, we all get something different from movies and stuff. So yeah, that's why I can't wait for the John Wick, and that's why I do my movie review. I feel like I watch a lot of good shows and stuff and give good opinions on them. So yeah, that's why I just love doing this and tapping in with you guys and, you know, retro reviewing some movies and going to the movies. So yeah, Third Eye's gonna be in the house. Like I said, Dungeons and Dragons drops next week. I got the Creed review out. That's out on the platform, the Barn Media Group. Got a whole bunch of movie reviews out. Avatar 2. I got five favorite movies. I do that within the month. So yeah, make sure you tap in and go check into what I've been dropping in. Cause you know, if it's hot, it's probably been watched, baby. So this is the Third Eye review, and we're out to John Wick.